Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Zany Heath Unfiltered. Before we start the episode, we have big news.
Mm-hmm.
Very big news. After a month and a half since we launched, we weren't able to keep up with all the orders. But
a lot of freaking out and a lot of scrambling.
Yeah. We are finally back on stock, baby. You can get literally any flavor you want, including the bags, fully stocked.
No more pre-orders, no more sellouts, nothing. If you want it, you get it, baby.
Exactly. So guys, go to Kromoda.com if you want to buy yourself either one of these K-Cup flavors. We have the house blend, Tahitian vanilla, and cinnamon French toast. And we also have the bagged form of the house blend right now.
Critics are raving, and by critics, we mean all of you guys. Everybody is loving their Kromoda coffee, and that means so much to Zane and I. Something we've been working on for so long, and we're just really excited to see you guys drinking it with us.
And guys, we're also restocked on the mugs, on the hats, and the merch, because y'all bought all that shit too. So, again, thank you so much. We fucking appreciate you guys so much for just supporting us. And literally, if you're going to support us in anything, it would be this coffee. So it means the world.
Okay. Let's get back to the episode.
Why would you be nervous?
I don't know. I didn't expect to ever get asked to do this. In fact, today when you were like asking other people, I was like, oh, God.
Really? Still said yes.
He was on the phone. He was like, maybe we get Corinna, maybe we get. And I was like, oh, good.
good.
And then you asked, and I was like, okay, I'll do it.
Well, you're on here now. You won't be back on here for another maybe 2 weeks. So,
okay.
Yeah, we might need you.
No, it's just a lot of pressure.
Jason, you're a good filler.
They're long, too. They're long podcasts. It's like, they're hard.
You're not used to this.
Hard to be interesting.
You're used to David filming one episode 45 minutes over the course of 7 days.
Yeah.
Well, they film a lot. He just cuts it down to, right? You just cut it down to 30 minutes.
No, we get a couple shots at it, which is nice. We'll sit and do 10 minutes on Thursday. Another 20 minutes
that's
on Saturday.
Crazy.
Starting a fucking conversation.
Right. Exactly. You couldn't do it because you have to wear the same clothes and shit, but.
No, dude, I actually, now I really watch out for what I wear because they made fun of me for a yellow shirt I used to wear all the time. So now I just overthink about it.
Now he has the yellow shirt underneath. He just throws a different hoodie over.
Yeah. Oh my God. We had somebody in middle school that always did that.
Oh, no, I meant like continuity.
Ow. Put him on blast.
Jason's here.
Oh, should we intro without...
We're on? It's recorded? I thought we'd surprise everybody with like a mystery guest.
David's assistant face mask.
You may know this guest. You guys know who he is.
Oh, thank
God. We have to do a little intro before our Zany Heath unfolded.
Yeah, you get
intro.
It. It's like a David's vlog intro.
We're still figuring it out, honestly. We're still figuring
just
it out.
Just to be clear, no one said we're starting. That's right.
Oh, yeah, we kind of just go.
We're going.
Right.
Live. Okay.
We want it to be as natural as possible.
We'll do it live.
No, slouch. Okay. Be natural.
I don't fucking know how to sit here.
Jason, calm down.
Oh, God. Cut all this out. No, keep it in.
Oh, no, Mariah will keep it in.
I'm glad.
She cuts bad things about us out, but the guests, she leaves everything in.
She makes us look as good as possible.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you, guys. Let me first say thank you for having me.
Of course.
And congratulations. This is a huge success.
Thank you, Jason.
And I was just watching Scotty's episode thinking, these
man,
two...
Man, do I not want to be that guy. No. Don't have me on.
I was thinking Zane and Heath used to share a Vine channel. And now they have this big podcast.
Shared
and,
podcast.
Yeah. Well, no, it should be a shared podcast, but that's just, it's great. I mean, like, it's crazy. You guys yeah, just be, you wild. Know, Viners. And...
We went off a limb. We just won this shit. The fact that we even, like, put up lights and shit, that we went too far when we started the podcast. We're like, we should have just started with our phones and see where that went. But
the set looks really great. It looks great on camera, but now being here... It feels like it's like a Best Western in Detroit. Like the lobby of the Best Western in Detroit.
Oh, that's funny.
That's kind of what it feels like.
You should have never said that. Now I'm just going to think
about it. Now we're going to take a 2-week break.
No, it looks
we
great.
We spent a lot of money on this set, Jason.
Everything looks, I mean, when you're, it's just when you see it in person, it's great.
I know it looks like a sauna, but.
He's like, the plants are fake. They look really real.
Zane's not real. It's a stand in Zane.
wait for it.
All right, let's roll this,
baby.
Yeah,
let's roll the intro.
It's coffee talk. Sorry, I got excited.
It's coffee talk, baby. Boom.
Jason, you got to stand up and dance.
Okay, yeah.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
And I'm Heath.
And I'm Jason Nash.
Hey, okay, what's up? I love your work.
Thank you.
Really cool.
Really
how's
conceited piece of shit.
And what's your name?
Mariah.
What's your last name?
Mariah Marmode. I can't pronounce it.
Oh, my God. I knew you didn't know her last name. I had a feeling you didn't know her last name.
Fuck.
It's embarrassing.
She goes...
Marumoto.
Very good.
Maria Hamato.
It's almost like Japanese.
I was just about to say that, Jason.
I got that all the time growing
but
up.
You're Italian.
Are you Japanese? I was like, what? And they were like, Amato. I was like, no, it's Italian.
It's great when you come over here because you guys have, Mariah has out all the like little Italian fixings that my grandmother has.
The little pasta.
Yeah,
in
the really nice pasta, the crushed tomatoes.
That you never cook. It just sits there.
Yeah, jar of olives just sitting in like a decorative thing.
Yeah.
I feel like Mariah spends a lot of time making sure that these jars are like perfect before people come over too. Like she refills like the pasta jar.
Oh no, baby.
But somehow doesn't use it. She's just like constantly filling it up.
It's all for looks.
Well, even when I was here, that cheese plate you had that night was like immaculate.
Don't even get her started. Every time like a friend, one friend will come over.
Now.
You guys need a charcuterie board? We want salami, a bit of cheese.
It's antipasto.
Yeah.
This every time I eat at charcuterie board, I do this.
Move everything.
Like I don't like anything on it. I just like the olives. That's it. Like I need I need a cookie.
Well, that's funny.
Board.
Most people don't like olives.
I made you one for your birthday.
I know. I loved it.
I made him a charcuterie board, but it was only desserts.
And I never asked for it too. You just knew that's what I wanted. I was like,
and
perfect.
I need my plate back. It's still at your house.
Speaking of being Italian, Mariah, did you know they're redoing The Sopranos?
No.
With Gandolfini's son.
What?
Like, crazy.
How old is he now? His son.
He looks like he's like, you know, 25 or so.
Wow.
I don't know.
Is it like a complete remake or is it kind of like a new spin?
It's Tony Soprano as a kid.
Interesting.
Like a prequel.
Oh, I hope it's good. When That's they try cool. to redo things and bring things back up, it doesn't go very well.
Yeah.
Right?
So nuts.
Anything that's remade, I hope it's good.
They need to bring back like mobster, like... mob energy shows again because I feel like it killed it back then.
The tough thing about the mobster stuff is the mob hasn't existed in a long time.
Oh, it exists.
Not in the way that Scorsese like portrays it and stuff. Like,
now there's
it's
a
really...
social media mob.
Cancel mob.
You ever have a gun pulled on you?
No. But
have
I've...
you?
Yeah.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
My aunt has.
It's fucking scary. It's really scary.
How old are you?
2. No, it's okay.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It was like 25. We just got
what
mugged. We got mugged on 3rd Street.
What's the story? Yeah.
We just got mugged on 3rd Street.
Out here?
That was it. Yeah. Yeah.
Every state has a 3rd Street, so I don't know.
Yeah, right.
In Indiana.
Were you driving? Like,
we were just walking. We were going from like a comedy club to a bar and pulled out a gun. And he took with two girls. They both took their purses. And then,
you were with two chicks?
Well, one was my ex-wife. And her friend. And the two girls were together like this. And then the guy was like, he pretended to be drunk.
Okay.
And then he went in between the two girls, bumped them both, and grabbed both purses. So whoa. Like that, yeah, and he just like took off. And then so then we started to chase him, and then he had another guy who was like, "What happened? What happened?" And I was like, he just stole the two purses. He's like, "Come on, let's get him. Let's get him."
Oh shit.
No. Oh my god.
So we start running down
Third Street.
He just
came out of nowhere.
But he was working with the other guy.
Oh, of course. Damn. I can tell already.
Then we come around and we get to I go to the alley. Mm-mm. And another guy was helping us who was actually like a good guy. They pulled a gun and I was just like, not today.
I would, in that moment, wow. I'd be so desperate. I would take off my, like, just my clothes. I'd be like, here, look, I have nothing. You took everything from me. Let me go. Like, I just feel like in that moment, there's a 99% chance
I don't think they want you to get naked or want your clothes. I think once they got the purse in the wall.
I know, but like,
here.
Even people that do that
this
shit.
Just
wanted the wallet, man.
Your mind?
I know, but like, there's a sense of like, I feel like every person, even if they're a gun nut, they still should. They have a little bit of like a sense of heart. So if they just see how desperate I am, where I'm like getting naked, like, look, you took everything. I'm giving you everything. I just feel like they won't shoot. You can't shoot somebody like that. Just, like,
did
desperate.
You think he was going to shoot, or did you just think it was like intimidation?
I just wasn't going to find out. I didn't think he was going to shoot.
Right, right.
I could see in their eyes that they were just like,
they weren't killers.
They weren't killers. They were just guys that wanted money, and it was right around Christmas time.
Tell that to Bundy. Tell that to the Night Stalker.
Now, this was before credit cards, and would they get like a checkbook?
A checkbook.
This was during the Great Depression in 1928. And,
so we had gold coins.
Yeah.
Bitcoin.
We had doubloons in a sack. Did they get much?
They were nice bags.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, the girls had nice bags. They were like designer bags. I don't know. I can't remember if there was a lot of money in there or whatever. But
these days, the purses are more expensive than what's inside it.
It's funny, too. Like, when you're younger, you know, you think you're invincible. Now, if that happened, I wouldn't have even run or chased him at all. I would have been like, yeah, go ahead. But when you're younger, you're so dumb. You're just kind of like, I'm the man. I got to do something here.
I'm going to stand up for these ladies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. I can't live with myself unless I try. I'll die for this.
It depends on the situation you're in. Like, I feel like financially, just it all depends on that, too.
I mean, but also in today's age, you get like your wallet or something stolen. You just cancel the credit cards before they get to use it.
Right.
Yeah, these days. You can't really steal much.
That's true. Yeah, who carries a lot of cash, right?
Yeah.
That'd be nice to have a friend in the mob.
Some guy pulls a gun on you, you just pull a gun back, be like, fuck you gonna do?
Just carry a fake gun at all times and you'll be fine. It's like a toy gun.
I don't know about that.
You could carry the toy gun.
Bad advice from Zane.
Get your money. I'm like, you give me all your money.
The cop pulls Zane over. No, look, it's fake.
You guys should do that for your clip channel. Anytime Zane gives bad advice, just put them all together.
He would cry himself to sleep if I did that.
Well, you should audition for the new Soprano show, because
it sounds like they.
You have a story to tell. You know.
Did you have a rough childhood?
My childhood.
Chased around the streets, beaten up.
I was overweight, and I was the only Jewish kid in my school. So that was like, there was a lot of, anti-Semitism then, but I didn't really know of it as that. I was just kind of like, oh yeah, whatever.
Was it a Christian school?
No, it's just like my nickname was Wedge. That was my nickname in school.
Why?
What Wedge? That?
What it's does that mean? Jew spelled backwards.
But
now if they did that, that would be like a hate crime.
Did you know what it meant, or were you just like?
No, I knew what it meant. I just walk in the room and they would be like, Wedge, like that.
How do you
but
flip
it was more
a word
like a loving
backwards
thing.
And just make it offensive?
Flip it backwards and make it worse than forwards.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I had a good childhood. It was pretty good. My parents are good. My dad was pretty.
I love your mom.
My mom's great. She's the sweetest. My dad's great too. He just wasn't like a great dad. Like he was just really masculine, hyper masculine guy, and like really wanted me to be this like fucking killer, and I wasn't. You know, I was like my mom. I was like super soft and like a total mama's boy.
Well, you're a really good dad.
Oh, thanks.
Like a really good dad.
I try. Thank you, Mariah. You
back me up. The crowd goes silent. Yes.
It's so funny. Like
your kids turned out incredible.
I will say stuff around these guys, and not just these guys, but everybody in the group. And I'll be like, oh, I gotta go. I was sitting with David and Natalie the other day, and I like
so excited.
And so Wyatt had his 15th birthday.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And he had this like existential crisis on his 15th birthday. Like what was supposed to be like a really happy day, you know, and then also there's a pandemic, so it's like not a good birthday anyway. You can't have a party or anything.
Yeah.
And so he just had this existential crisis, like, basically, like, what am I gonna do with my life? And like,
That's way too young to worry about.
It was
that.
Like, he didn't want to grow up. He was
he's also way ahead of his age, I feel.
Yeah,
like,
he's beyond very his
in some ways, in yeah. some ways. And so he was scared of like getting older. Basically, right. He was like, I still want to be a kid, and now I'm already 15, and like, where did it go?
Do you think because he looks at you, and he's just like, oh my God?
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, without a question, like, he sees, why, because he sees how old I am?
Is it, was a joke. It was a joke.
I literally hate that I call myself a comedian because I never get jokes. So they always go over my head. I'm like, I should take that joke out of my bio.
It was like I kind of snuck it in there. It was very lazy.
I get it. But anyways, yeah. So he just had this existential crisis. So then I tried to tell David.
Like father, and, like son.
I tried to tell David and Natalie about this like existential crisis because it was like bothering me, and they just completely ignored me. Like, they,
no.
I was like sitting in the hot tub and I was like reflecting, and I just started to like open up, and then they didn't say anything, and I was just like, oh, that's right. They don't care.
Because
when I was that age and I didn't have kids, I didn't care either. I'd be like, kids, what the fuck? Who gives a shit about that? Like, but then once you have them, it becomes such a like the main your main purpose, and that's all you think about. Yeah. Basically,
he's not excited to like drive.
No, I was gonna teach him to drive the other day, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll
you
want to
take him in the Lambo?"
Oh my god, that would be insane. That'd be so.
Get him his permit in the Lambo. That'd be crazy.
That'd be badass.
That'd be. Crazy. I don't think he's ready for that.
It's so funny.
I don't think you're ready for that.
With your car.
Yeah. So
what, as that came out of your mouth, you're like, what am I saying?
He's crying like, I don't want to grow up.
What did you end up telling him? Like, how do you...
It's so hard. You can't really tell them anything. You try to tell them stuff and they just have to figure it out themselves. Like, you can say all kinds of stuff and they're smarter than I am. So I can't really, you know, like Charlie went through the same thing. She was feeling like the same way, and I was kind of like, well, you know, maybe because you're like not seeing friends right now, maybe like, you know, you think certain groups of people don't like you or whatever, blah 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 blah. And she was like, she already had an answer for that. She's like, no, that's not it. All my friends feel the same way. And I was like, all right, whatever. Like, you just feel dumb talking to them. They're so.
And Charlie just had a birthday last week too.
Not that they're so smart, like smarter than every other kid,
right?
But just kids today are so smart, are so much smarter than me. I mean, they're closer.
They know
in
a lot
age.
More than I did. At their
and they're
age.
Closer in age to you guys, obviously. Mm-hmm. So you have to remember, like, I'm like a different generation. Like, we didn't have fucking phones, like.
They're getting so much older just by looking at the phone.
They're learning so much faster at a younger age. There's stuff coming in to them from like, there's kids from other towns that know them. So there'll be like drama from other towns that they haven't, kids they haven't met.
Oh, damn. They have like a kind of a mob
kinda
life.
Cool.
And I had no friends growing up and certainly no phone either. So it's just like, I didn't have to deal with any of that.
Yeah.
That's really hard for kids.
There's a lot of like competition and pressure.
Yeah.
I think it's so dangerous for kids nowadays. Like just the whole access to like social media and like.
It's awful.
The immediacy of seeing like everything going on.
I don't film my kids anymore. They don't want to be in the videos. They're just
they're smart though. They don't let it get to their heads or anything like that. They're very creative.
Do you think they're going to get into social media and like YouTube and start?
No, I don't think so. I think, I mean, Wyatt wants to do music, but I don't know if that might be like a more behind the scenes thing, like a scoring films and stuff like that. And I don't know what she wants to do. She says she wants to be some kind of performer, but it changes every day.
Do you think they were like when they were younger, did they love the camera? Did they love being on social media? Or like, was it kind of like they saw it so much? They were just like, oh, I'm kind of tired of it.
I think they loved it. That when I started vlogging like a few years ago, I had like a little family channel and that was like really fun to do.
I remember that.
To be with them. And they were great on camera. They would crack jokes.
I actually really liked that channel. Like, because you're trying to keep it clean and everything.
Yeah,
it was nice.
And but then as they've gotten older, they don't want any part of it. They're just kind of like, I'll like turn the camera on. But if Joe comes over and he films, she'll go off and like roast me and it'll be really funny. But they don't want to do it. And I was like, yeah, you don't want to do it. Don't worry.
I just thought about this. Do you think that people from her school or his school, like they watch the videos and when they see them in your videos, they kind of like
bring
it up or talk about it?
I don't think so. No, those Charlie's age when she was in school, they're not in school right now. I mean, they're in school, but they don't go. They didn't watch the videos. Like I could go to the elementary school and no one would know me or anything, or no one would say it. Maybe one kid would come over and be like, you know, Liza, like that.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
But then in middle school,
you would think they'd be all over it too, these kids.
Yeah, but then in middle school, there was more kids that would know, you know, David and know you guys. And that was always cool. I mean,
yeah.
Are you guys going to have kids? And by the way, I'm not trying to say you and Mariah, but I mean, like, you all want kids, right? I hate when people used to do that to me and Marnie.
So, when you guys having kids?
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. I fucking hate that. But I mean, you guys all want kids, right?
Yeah.
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 I would love kids.
That's so like funny. All you guys do. Even like David, Natalie, Todd, they all want kids.
So exciting. I just want to see mini us's.
Yeah.
You selfish.
Just so selfish. <with narcissistic.
laughs> It looks just like me.
No, I've always wanted
it's
kids.
Fucking
I
creepy, Mariah.
Kids.
I'll tell you. I have mini us's and it's like, let's
like,
say
what
you,
is that like,
let's say like you
them
and
grow.
Let's say you and Heath did have kids. Mm-hmm. Like
hypothetically.
Like you would have like a son that Or a daughter that would just be Heath,
oh,
and it would be
gosh.
Freaky as hell.
Like as they grow up, you see they do little mannerisms and things, and you're like,
"Oh,
that's me."
Oh my God, Charlie would be just like her mother, like so
that's
many
crazy.
Times, like really
weird.
Tough, and really like, no, we're doing it this way, and that's it.
I've seen that side and, of Charlie too.
Yeah, you've seen that side of Charlie, yeah. And Wyatt will be like, "Okay, we'll do it your way,"
yeah,
and that's me.
That's you, yeah.
So that's I've so had two friends that have had like kids, and yeah. they said like it didn't like hit them like as a dad. Like, you see your wife or your girlfriend, whatever, carrying the child.
Right. Yes.
And you're just like, yeah, I got a baby coming. And it's just like, yeah, yeah, she's pregnant. But like,
it's like you ordered something from Amazon. Right. Yeah. You're just kind of waiting on it. And you have no idea what kind of storm is coming.
Right.
Yeah, exactly for
that's
the men.
That's funny.
And
exactly.
He said, like, as soon as it came out, it was like, it hit. And it was like, oh my God. Yes. And then it was like a switch just flipped and like, he said it like unlocked a part of him that he had no idea
yeah.
like even existed. Is that what it felt like?
Yeah, it's not like an acid trip or anything, or it's not.
I didn't think that.
During delivery.
That's smart. That's good. No, it's not even that severe. It's just kind of like what is true.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain, but yeah, it's just like okay, yeah, it's all about the kid now. That's it, and that's just the way it is. And the other thing that's interesting is like the first couple years, the first year is like it's still really about the mom and the kid,
right?
You know, and you're there helping, you know, like a coach or whatever, or like
Betty,
just
I'll
a free,
breastfeed
a
if you
free,
want to take
a
the
free
night
hand, yeah. But you can only do so much.
Did you cut the umbilical cord?
Yeah.
You did.
You did.
Yeah, oh my
did.
God.
Did
yeah.
you, I feel like that's it, a myth like, to me in my like, head.
They try to make you feel useful in there because you're sitting there.
Freaking out,
doing nothing.
It probably helps you not
would,
pass out.
I'm just
too.
Like picturing
just
you
something.
With like garden shears. Just like.
Yeah, what kind of scissors is it? It's like safety scissors or is it just
nice
like giant?
Scissors, really nice ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sharp and long.
Ooh.
They're like these long surgical scissors that you wouldn't be able to get your hands
that's
on.
That's just some shit that I would just like. Like while no one's looking, just put that in my pocket. Just have it like a little souvenir.
Does the woman feel that?
No, because it's.
God, I, feel like it's like
I don't think so.
Peck her off.
Yeah.
So the placenta right? comes out and it's just attached to the placenta.
You ate the placenta, right?
With bok choy, yeah.
With, yeah, a little knife. Great. Just kind of.
If you have twins, you can double dutch.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
All right. Well, anybody,
a lot of people don't. I wonder why.
Anybody listening that's going to have twins,
a lot
let's,
of people don't know
let's
that.
See something happen.
Like, I wonder like, if, the, like if like the first people like thousands of years ago didn't know that you had to cut it. Were they walking around with like a kid on a leash for as
They're
long as
like,
it lasted?
Or you have to think about it like how scared they were to cut it. They were like, oh my gosh, should we cut this? Are you going to feel this?
Did you cut it?
You felt that? Nope. All right. We can start yeah. cutting it.
So
start
weird.
Cutting.
Gotta do
start
something. Cutting. And then the best time is when they get to be, because I mean, babies are cute. They're cute.
They don't do much.
They don't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, but, and like, but what's really fun is when they like just like 3, 4, 5 and then 5, 6, 7 those are like the fucking best years because they're just these like they're little kids and they start to like things like they'll start to like the same things you like we used to go to this restaurant at Fred Siegel
yeah
on Melrose.
Oh,
and
so good
and I would always go there even before I had kids and work there all day and write and stuff and then that became their They'd be like, let's go to Fred Siegel. And you're like, oh my God.
Oh, that's
like,
so
imagine
cool.
if you had a little kid that's like, let's get in the Lambo. Or like, Dad,
let's go to Saddle Ranch.
It's something special you have with your kid that like they like
so cool.
they come up with the idea all the time. So it's just like, oh my God, it's like something that they just like.
It's like what Mariah said. It's like they become little versions of you.
That's awesome.
So, especially like when you see them like start to develop their personality, and oh my gosh, like I see that in my students, and I'm like, oh my gosh, they're making decisions for themselves. Like they're 3 years old now. Oh, I don't know. I love it.
I'm picturing like a little 5 year old Heath, just like, Papa, can I have a cigarette?
Papa.
I don't know why he had a fucking accent.
And you're just like, well, don't tell mother.
Isn't it? If you keep it a secret, I'll give you a whole pack.
Wyatt went to like a private school this year, which was like a big decision, which was like, well, none of us went to private school. Mm-hmm. Like we all like kind of were thrown into public school and had to fight and work. And when I was saying like, you're going to go here, you got in, this is like a really tough school to get into. Like you did it, like you killed it. And he was like, I don't want to go there. He's like, I think I just want to go to a public school. Wow. And we were like, yeah, but there's no public, like this public school in LA is not like in, you know, like back home in Florida or whatever, you know, or even like Vernon Hills where David's
from. How old was he?
This was this year.
Oh, this year.
Yeah. And so he, I'm like, well, try it. You can always go to public school. And he really likes it.
It's so interesting because like my brother went to a private school and I went to public my entire life.
And what happened?
He was just saying.
Well, I have to do this fucking podcast with Zane every week.
I turned
my
out
brother's
like
on a
fucking
yacht.
Mess. Your brother's on a yacht. But he was saying like, you'd think the private schools would be like safer and cleaner and just like.
Uh-huh.
But he was like, dude, they just have, it's just young kids born into money, super fucking loaded, all doing drugs.
A lot of drugs.
A lot of like fuck ups.
Yeah.
And I feel like me in private school or public school, we were all just like, all right, well, what the fuck? Like, it was just,
yeah.
There's just like nothing really to it. It was
and private,
like,
not all private kids, obviously, but like they just got like a lot of them got away with everything too. They could like do shit and like they won't get grounded. Like people in public schools, you get fucking punished. You get grounded, you get suspended.
Yeah.
But like shit, like in private school, you just get away with everything.
Wyatt was saying that he misses public school. He misses like the funny parts of public school, like the fuck up in class. You know what I mean? Like the person that doesn't have their homework, the person like, they're in
the class clown.
The class clown. In his private school, no one's a fuck up. Everybody's like game on.
Uh-huh.
Like they're ready to like be.
So is this just like overachievers get accepted?
Yeah, it's like a lot of overachievers or whatever. Wow. And he said he just misses. He misses that. He misses.
Which one of the instruments got him in?
No, he didn't even. That wasn't even part of it. He didn't even audition or anything. No,
he's
not. I don't know. I don't know.
He's so humble.
It's, I don't know what to say about it. I'll tell you this. He's smarter than I was, for sure.
The principal is a huge fan of David's vlogs. Just like, we can squeeze him in.
Somebody asked him that at one of the schools that he went in and auditioned, whatever. Not audition. He had an interview, and they asked him that in the interview.
Wow.
Really?
I feel like that's like crossing a line.
So your dad's a YouTuber. What's that like?
And you think he could do a shout out for the school like once a month?
Like, was that like, were they trying to get something out of him, or they were just like curious? They're like, oh, your dad's a YouTuber.
I don't know. I wasn't in on the interview, and you can never get a straight answer from Wyatt.
That's true. Yeah. I feel like principal, like people, like people of authority in schools, I feel like they talk to kids in a weird way to make them like say shit without like, you know,
maybe.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Oh my God.
It's pouring rain.
What's that called?
Is that rain?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh,
this is
soothing.
A rare thing, guys. We're in
Jason
LA
goes,
right now.
All my windows are down.
The convertible.
My roof over the house is open.
The convertible. Fuck. My bicycle.
But they're sweet kids. They're very sweet. No, they're overly sweet. You know what I mean? Like why called me today when we were training. And he was like, is it okay? I'm going away to Santa Inez this weekend. Is it okay if I take the keyboard? Is it okay if I take
going
the keyboard?
Is he scared of you, or is he just like a...
No, he's not scared of me. He's just like super excited and overly polite. He's like, is it okay if I take the keyboard? Because they're going away with their mom. And I was like, yeah, take the fucking keyboard.
It's your keyboard.
Jason, what if this is just a front? He's saying all this shit, and then he turns and he's like, fucking loser.
Yeah, he's like,
what? I'm waiting for him to have that day where he's like, just fuck smash. You. But it hasn't come yet.
No, he loves you. Your kids love you so much.
They're nice kids.
You're such a good dad to them.
Thanks. I'm trying.
I will say one last thing about your kids. Charlie is an amazing student.
Oh.
Amazing.
I was so impressed when she started to take lessons with you, and then the next week she was in a full split. Like I was like, what?
I was jealous. Well, I showed her videos of me at her age, and I wasn't even close to what she could do. And she was like, oh, I am good.
Well, that's
like,
because Mariah's there with a hammer.
Yeah, a ruler.
All right, nope, not low enough.
Fucking
miserying it.
It is crazy because she showed me like before and afters of just like that short time that she'd been working
with
her.
It seemed like it was two weeks.
So fast, right? Yeah.
It was, I feel like you had two sessions with her and suddenly she was a dancer.
It's either Charlie's really good or Mariah's a good teacher.
Right, one of the two.
A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Mariah, I kind of
think it's Charlie's really good.
I kind of want to take dance lessons with you. I want to pay for like
a six session
course and just be like, where can I get like and actually take it seriously? We can't like no TikToks.
Yeah.
No laughing. Like yeah. Serious. Like fucking.
We've already said like you could be good, but you don't take it seriously.
Hold on, I could be what?
You know what you should do?
Don't get them started.
Train for 6 weeks with her and then rent a theater and then bring us all there and do like a
do
fucking
a recital.
Recital.
Dude, like, you want me to have a fucking heart attack?
Like a 15-minute like recital.
That's a
just
a
and just so dance.
Funny. And Ryan, can you be there like on the side? Just like, okay.
We should.
No, I'll stand in the wings.
Mariah, you're like, you got this. Go, you got this.
You have costume, the hook. You have costume Mariah, changes.
You have the hook.
Mariah's just like with the camcorder, like doing the
TikTok's made me appreciate dance. Like just watching it.
Everybody's a dancer now.
It's made me appreciate the art of dance. Like, there's so much value in it. Like, I would never watch those movies, Step Up and Dance, or even the reality shows.
Step Up and Dance.
But for some reason, TikTok is.
I think it's just Step Up.
Or whatever.
Step Up and Dance.
I'm 50.
Shut up and drive.
I think a Vlog Squad talent show would be fucking cool.
Such a good idea.
Okay, so but what's the talent that we got to come up
anything.
With something?
Everybody,
a song.
Well, none of us have talent. So
what's double our, touching what's with the talent? Placenta.
Yuck. Heath and I can do something pretty crazy.
It's just double dutching with the placenta. Miss Mary Sack. That's disgusting.
Heath, I can wrap my legs around you and you can spin me with my hands in there. We can do that.
I think it's a great idea. You should do it. We should all do it.
That's a good idea.
Like stuff like that's really so funny. Fun. The roast was so fun.
Yeah.
Like whenever somebody, even when we get together and like watch like Todd's premiere or whatever, like, I don't know that. I live for that.
Yeah. It's really nice to have like little moments like
that. Like when you guys premiered the coffee. I was so excited that day because there was not much going on in my life. And I remember like hearing about it. And I remember the day before I was like, oh, today's Cremona launch. And then I remember being like, oh, no, it's tomorrow. And I was like, shit.
Yeah, that was such a stressful day for us. It was
you
like
guys did great, though.
Deal.
I mean,
yeah, no. It was so good.
The coffee's so good. I finished it.
Appreciate
yeah?
It.
Yeah.
You want more? We got some more.
Oh, I'll take some. Oh, but I like, I'm not a pod guy.
Wait.
Give him the ground.
Well, give him the fucking pod. I mean, that's I love, just for show.
I mean, I'll take it for I'll, in a pinch.
I want, we have one last pod of that new flavor.
Oh, I want a different flavor.
I want you to try this new one.
I want to try something else. What is it? What's it called?
We can't say it.
I can't say it.
It's literally the best flavor.
Are you pod guys?
Can you make it?
I prefer grind.
Oh, no, because he's not going to be able to see the grind.
I love a grind.
Oh.
So
is there a point?
You're still talking about a flavor that's going to be really good.
Okay. Yeah, wait. Do you want cream and a little bit of sweet? Cream and a little bit of sweet?
No, I like it black.
Just black? Cool.
Way to do it.
Yeah, can you make that? Thank you.
We should have him guess what it is.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain to my kids what coffee is the other day. Can you guys explain it? I couldn't explain it.
I didn't know until like relatively recently. It's from like a cherry, basically. Like a little like fruit thing, and it's a seed.
Yeah.
That they like dry out. And then it like hardens, and then it's just like that little seed thing that they.
So fun!
I want
they get rid of all the moisture in it, and then they like.
But it doesn't taste like cherries.
Yeah, the process is very interesting too.
But flavor wise, like in terms, if you think of all the things that you can eat, like for me, coffee just there's nothing like it. Like it's like I can't explain it. Yeah. It's earthy.
Do your kids drink coffee?
No, but they see me with it all the time. Black, hot. Like in the mug.
I'm trying to remember like what age I started drinking coffee at, because I always remember being like, why do you drink? Like it doesn't taste good.
Well, yeah, it was gross to us because it like wasn't a thing.
It's college for me.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I used to smoke too.
Weed?
Cigarettes.
Oh, nice. Wow. Coffee and a cigarette? There's literally like.
Coffee and a cigarette?
Name a better duo. I'll wait. Like,
Zane and Heath.
We've never seen you smoke a cigarette before, right?
I mean, no, I've had one with you like for sure.
You used to have American Spirits.
Yes, that's right.
Mm.
We've known each other.
Them shit takes like 3 weeks to fucking finish one cigarette. Mm.
Oh yeah. No, I used to like the chemicals.
Yeah.
Marlboro Light.
I love the chemicals.
There you go.
Oh my god. Fucking A.
He wants to spark up right now.
But they do. They you really smell.
And we have a pack for you, Devin. Bring the cigarettes.
The coffee cigarette.
We're getting him back.
People.
I love that vibe though of like people on Rogan where they're just like smoking cigars the whole time they're doing the podcast indoors.
Yeah.
And you're just like, ah, something so cool about it.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't do it in here.
Yeah.
I'm renting.
Do you you still do the Nicorettes, right?
Yeah.
I've heard about the patches. Are the patches like something where you do before the gum or after the gum? Because I heard the patches are really good.
You just wear it all day. It gives you nightmares.
Where I tried really? Nicorette.
What'd you think?
Well, she thought
I felt sick to my stomach.
She freaked out.
It's a lot.
She was like grabbing it was her gum. Throat. She was like, make it stop. Because it was like that like kind of weird ball in your throat.
Yeah.
You know that feeling?
Well, it felt like my throat was closing up and I was like, never
well,
again.
Well, that's the menthol ball that you pop in the cigarettes.
The Camel Crush?
Yeah, the Camel Crush. Like, ah. Yeah.
It'll burn your mouth if you never had one before. Because people go, oh, could I have some gum? And I go, you wouldn't want this.
Yeah, I've had it before too.
And then they're like, I'll try it. It'll be good. And then like,
can we try one?
Yeah. It's in my jacket.
I just want to do it.
I just know I've had it before. It's not good.
We say it's the high episode.
This is the high episode. It's interesting. It's like it has funny phases. Taste. It has phases to it.
Yeah. It really gets you through the day.
The day is over.
What phase are you at right now?
Like when we finish this, I'll have one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I try not to have it after 6.
You don't drink at all.
No, I wish I did.
What? So why? Like,
I'm Jewish.
Why don't you?
I don't like alcohol. It doesn't. It doesn't do it. Oh my god.
Yeah. You can describe it. We'll just bleep it out.
Yeah, I'll bleep
it out. If you want
to. It smells great. Oh, like that? Holy shit. Oh, that's really nice.
Think of like a.
Ah.
Do you see yourself staying in LA like for the rest of your life?
Such a great question. I don't know. If I had like enough money, I'd probably leave now.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I can't because of my kids. But no, I would. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah,
I'll leave at some point. Yeah, like
where would you want to go?
I'll probably go to the Northern California or Santa Barbara.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I could see you in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, I love Santa Barbara. What about you guys?
He keeps I'm trying picturing... to talk and I keep cutting him off. Whatever I have to say is not important, I promise. It's just a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
I think it's the gum and the gum is like cutting them off.
I feel high.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
welcome to the high episode.
I'm bugging right now.
We should smoke pot on camera right now.
I feel like I had 10.
And the crowd goes silent.
The problem when I smoke pot is like I'm incoherent.
Yeah.
Like you'll ask me a question and they'll be like,
I'm having a hard time with this gum right now.
Jason, it feels like I just smoked like 10, 15 cigarettes.
I want to tell you, it wasn't my idea that you try it.
It was
listen,
your idea.
I'm telling you, it was a pretty good piece of gum, but wow, that's
it's
a
lot.
We talked about coffee and then cigarettes.
That's only
and...
2 milligrams, too.
Wow,
really?
Yeah, they have a 4, which will knock you on your ass.
I do react really fucking poorly when it comes to...
We're just lightweights.
Yeah.
No, you're just not used to it. This is great.
Thank you.
Damn, so you sold out of the coffee first day. Incredible.
Thank you.
Did anyone like do a write up or anything, or did you get in like Business Insider for that, or no one cared?
Yeah.
No one cared.
I don't know, but we like to keep it low key in the end of the day. So.
Yeah. It's nice humble. To keep things low key.
Everybody, they wanted to, but
everybody that watches
no.
and listens and got the coffee cared, so that's all. That really
yeah.
matters.
I mean, that's what's nice is your audience loves you guys. I mean, they're just.
And we love you too.
They're so loyal to you guys, and it's fucking shows. I mean, they came out.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Really nice.
Oh man,
what do you guys think is going to happen to Instagram?
I think they're running it to the ground. I think it's going to turn into the same thing Facebook did, where it was like cool, and then the parents are going to start getting on Instagram.
Like the shop.
So it'll still be a very viable platform.
I don't think parents yes. like Instagram. I don't think they fuck with Instagram.
They didn't fuck with Facebook either.
Let me tell you something. When you're over 40, that is not your platform. Instagram, what? Even TikTok's a better platform for me. Putting a picture of your face. Let me tell you something. When you want to like take a picture of yourself and you're over 40 or 45, I'm 47.
Uh-huh.
It is though. It's harrowing. It is fucking harrowing. There is no good picture
I
you
must
can
be
take
47
of my
then,
face.
Because same.
I promise you. I mean, it's
hold on.
It's awful.
Quick question before we continue. When do you turn 48? When the hell is
He's
your birthday?
He's been 47 since I've met him.
No, people same. Used to say that I was 45 forever. I'm 47. I've turned 48 in May.
When's your? Oh, May.
May 23rd.
Oh, you are May. Oh, yeah.
Well, I do lie about my age.
But you look great for your age.
Yeah, you look so good.
You look
You've
young.
Got better hair than Zane and I.
He took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, I don't know. I got lucky in that department.
If you were bald, you wouldn't be
on here right now.
I mean, trust me. When you get this old, nothing works. Everything's just...
You think the hair got you the job with David?
No, I think the opposite. I think if I was like bald, he probably would have liked me even more.
That's why he's close with Howie.
And he only likes him when he's Dr. Phil.
How's David doing? You think he's going to post again?
David is doing good. I think he's like, you know.
He's found other ways to like make money.
He seems like happier than ever. The times I see him.
Yeah. I think he needed a break.
I think so too.
I think everybody needed a break.
His mental.
He was just going too hard. Like, you guys are good. Like, I watch.
You guys don't work as much. So you guys are great.
No, you guys don't need breaks.
No, I'm like, you guys have like a healthy work ethic where it's like you do your work and then like you guys will be like social and do stuff. Like, when I was working with him, we were just like, that was all we would do. There'd be so many times where you had a birthday party on a boat for Mariah, right? Yeah. For Mariah's birthday. And David and I showed up on like a Wednesday and we were out till 3 a.m. before and we fell asleep on the boat. And it was just like, I felt shitty because I fell asleep. And it was just like, we were just, I don't know. I was just trying to keep that pace up and just try to like keep.
It's hard to balance it.
Putting out content.
But it was fun though. Like, gave you a high. Like the fact that you get up and like get shit done.
Oh my God. Yeah. It gave me such a high to go out and it gave me purpose and it gave me like, you know, the idea to be able to go out with him. And I mean, you all did it too, but to be able to go out with him and maybe get a joke in the vlog or whatever, or do something funny.
Do you feel like you still have purpose?
No, not as much. Like, I do my videos. I tried to do my videos last year as best as I could. And then now it's like, it's just not the same as working with him. It's just like, you're not... The thing that he does so well is he knows how to edit me, and I don't know how to do that. You know what I mean? And so he'll make me look so good and so funny when in reality I'm not that funny.
You're hilarious, Jason. You're the funniest person in our friend group.
That's because he makes me look so great in those
videos. No, in real life, when I'm really around you are the funniest person I've ever met.
You guys got to get out more. Hey, you met Steve Carell. Right?
I did.
Joe, dude, Heath. That was the Joe. Best. No, Joe has been going around saying that he met Steve Carell.
Jason stirred that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a joke, but he'll be like we were in the car with Susie the other day. He's like, hey, did I tell you? I met Steve Carell yesterday. And I'll be like,
what a prick.
I'm like, that's Heath's story.
Damn. Yeah, no, I'm still fucking like going nuts about it. It was absolutely unreal.
I wouldn't get excited about meeting too many celebrities. I've met him. I know his wife.
Okay.
And when I met him like in an airport once, and so nice.
Did you like hang out with him for like 5 minutes?
No, you had a much better interaction.
That makes it so much better that he was so nice.
Yeah, he was just so sweet and
we'll tell the story.
Personable. So I was going over to Scott's house to work out.
Right.
And I was getting close and Matt had pulled out like right in front of me and like turned on the street before. And like, I just pulled up to like, as a joke, just be like, pull up next to him. I was like, you just cut me off, you asshole. Like, cause I don't think he really like saw me. Like,
right.
But like I pulled up next to him and I just like made a quick little joke. We laughed and then he turned and then I turned and I was going a complete opposite way from Scott's house.
Yeah.
And I'm driving and there's a car ahead of me that's coming and the streets here are tight. So you got to like kind of scoot over and let one person go through and then you can go. So he stopped a little ways back to like, let me go through. So as I'm getting close, I noticed the car that he was driving. I didn't know, like, obviously it was him, but the car that he was driving is like one of my favorite cars in the world.
And he's had his eye on it in the neighborhood too. Like, when you see it, yeah.
I love this car.
And he talks about it all the time.
It was a color that's like new, and it was just like, it was really exciting for me.
Yeah.
So I started slowing down as I'm getting closer and rolling my window down just to be like, hey, I like your car. I'm a car guy.
The dad in you.
Yeah.
Hey.
So what do you think about it? And I'm rolling the window down. I'm like, I love the car. Like, that color looks so good in person. And he starts rolling his window down. And he's like, what's that? And I was like, oh, the color looks incredible. Like, I love that on that car. Like, I haven't seen one in person like that. Like, I just, how do you like it? I'm so curious.
Right.
And he started talking. And as I'm like talking to him, I'm like, holy fuck, this is Steve Carell. And I'm trying to keep my face cool. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Wow.
That is awesome. How do you like it? And like, we just like started talking for like a couple minutes. And he was so Steve Carell. Mm. It was unreal.
Right.
Just like everything so? About him. Like, and that's the only way I can describe it.
I remember just when I did meet him, just looking at him being like, how the fuck are you so funny? Like trying to just take anything I could from this guy to like understand like what the right. magic that he had. Like, you guys watch The Office, right?
Of course,
I mean, like,
yeah.
It's mind blowing, like mm-hmm. how insanely what a good improviser he is, and like how many
incredible,
just so many jokes he has, and
like, it's
just,
crazy.
Just a
like
master.
When you're watching it, you can be like, oh, that was improv.
Crazy,
it's amazing. You can tell like each scene, you know, like behind the scenes, that's played over so many different ways,
yeah.
and they just are. All of them.
And
they're,
you know,
so brilliant.
And you know they're having the time of their lives every day when they're filming.
I like, always it's just said like, that. Yeah. I feel like that would have been the best set to ever be on.
Yeah.
Or just to even be able to like play that character and like not make him too sad.
Yeah.
Like that's the genius of it. Like you could watch that character and be like, what an asshole.
Right. Yeah.
You know, or you could be like, this is so
but
sad.
He's so lovable.
But he does it in a way where you just
so
love
perfect.
Him.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking right. nuts.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, but it was so
it's
cool.
Brilliant.
And I felt funny though, because I was like, when I looked back after the whole like encounter, I was
yeah.
like, he probably thought I was a fan pulling up, rolling my window
right.
down because I
like,
recognized him. But like, I was pulling up with my window down, giving him a thumbs up before like I even got
right.
close enough. So I wonder if he was just like, oh, fuck, here we go. Yeah.
He could have been like, you know, cooped up in the house and this was his one time out for the
right.
day.
He
true.
Was like happy to
he
talk to anybody.
Some eggs real quick.
Yeah. If I see people now that, you know, see me out, I'm like, I love it. I'm like, oh, please talk to me. Yeah.
Somebody,
hi.
Please.
somebody
wait
tell
to
me I'm funny.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk to people again. Just like outside.
Oh
like just
God.
Random people.
Normal human interaction.
We saw a party scene last night. We were watching Curb Enthusiasm, Wyatt and Charlie and I. And there was a scene, they were having a party. And I was like, do you guys remember like that?
You guys remember parties, kids?
Do you remember?
It just seems gross now. Like when you see that shit, or festivals or anything, you're just like, oh God, I can't believe we did that. But it's
the
just
germ.
Like our mind
oh God.
Fucking with us because of this year.
Right,
it's
when,
like,
right when Corona broke and it was like really bad.
Yeah.
We were like cozied up at David's house and we turned on like an old vlog. And the first thing that came on was you and Heath licking a fucking pole.
So that kind of happened to me. But the first thing I saw was me wringing out Zane's
yes!
sweat and drinking.
Yes!
Oh my God.
Yes, all that.
Can you can you catch COVID like that?
Fuck,
I don't know.
Can you sweat that
I'm
shit
sure.
out? I don't know.
I'm
there
sure
was a
you
whole
can.
Trend that was like, what's something that we did pre-COVID that is like that seems like gross now, like off limits? And people were saying like bowling, just having your fingers, like
okay.
just things
oh
like that.
My
and
God.
Then I don't know if you know Sephora.
Bowling.
All the testers. You can test
yeah.
out all the makeup.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You can't, like with the same brush?
No, it's a different brush, but you're still dipping into what other people dipped into.
Well, it's not like they don't double dip, I feel like.
You don't know. There's not somebody like over your shoulder
right,
watching
right.
you. I'm sure
you didn't
people
get
do.
Enough foundation. You're
right.
Just...
Like if it's like mascara and like you put it in, you're like.
Oh, that's bad before. But like that's bad.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Before I don't know why I don't think of
before we would go out somewhere, my mom would be like, can we stop at Sephora before we go? Like,
gotta
we,
do my makeup real
she
quick.
Would, no, she would go in and she would do her nails with
oh
the nail
my
polish.
God.
Just like the
damn.
Testers.
Fucking
tell me
Island
you're on a budget
dump.
Without telling me you're on a budget.
Mariah,
so
tell them the story on TikTok. Mariah, tell them the story.
No, she's gonna yell at me for that one. Embarrass me.
We got to get your mom on here.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Sorry, T. Love you.
Tell me we're the worst generation without telling us that we're the worst generation.
What do you think about it?
About Gen Z?
Just what? Like the new, like millennials, Gen Z.
We're not Gen Z, right?
Who's
no,
Gen
Z?
Like,
no,
what
no.
age, like what age gap right now is Gen Z?
You guys are millennials.
Yeah.
There was a
yeah.
video, another video on TikTok. This girl, her house was literally like burnt to the ground behind her. It was just the front door and it was still smoking and she was doing like a dance. And the top comment was, tell me you're Gen Z without telling me you're Gen Z.
Yeah.
She was like doing a whole TikTok dance and
it's
her
like
house
the,
went up in flames.
It's like people doing the TikTok in the car accident.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, I love those. I mean, they're great.
I think
it's fun. Because that's something I would do. If I
Gen
like, literally, if my car flipped and I like survived it, I'd be so happy that I survived this car crash where yeah. I would get out, set up my phone while whoever is on their way and just do a fucking just do
whoever's
something.
Whoever's on Zane's way. Upside down in his seatbelt, just
boom. He's like this.
Wait.
Corbett.
Jesus. You FaceTime Dixie.
Hey, yo, go do this collab real quick before the ambulance gets here. Zane's in the fucking stretcher. He's got like his phone propped up. The paramedics are in the background.
He asked them to record something.
Ring light.
It is crazy. Those moments would be like, hey, David, come here. You could get a TikTok out of this.
Before call. Yeah, David would be the first call before the police.
Before 911, right.
That's horrible.
Oh, yeah, because he needs to get it in live action before the police
get
come.
The shot.
The thing I always say about every generation is like, it's the same. It's the same thing. Like, this generation, they're great. And your generation is great. And there's always that come up.
I'm sure, like, your parents looked at you guys and was like, what are these kids doing?
There's always that
it's
come
always
up.
It's always going to be something, too.
Yeah.
Like, remember when Elvis was edgy?
Yeah.
I feel like we won't be like that. I feel like we'll get it, unless our parents were thinking like the same thing too. I feel like we'll get it, whatever our kids do.
I don't think so. Because no? I don't even, what the things Gen Z do, I'm like, what? I don't get it. I have to go through the comments and like have somebody explain it. I don't get it. A lot of things they do, I'm like,
yeah, Charlie explains a lot to me too.
Yeah.
They're very, very caring,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're very socially aware.
But they all have the same weird mannerisms and like the things they do.
But that's a product of being that age too.
Right, yeah,
like you
like
don't know who you are.
There's
yet.
Always going to be something.
And, it comes from seeing how people act, who they're watching too. I think they've all
they
started
mimic
to
each
share
other.
The
and that's
same.
How we were.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We like the whole this, like you see kids will do.
Yeah,
like,
just
no,
like,
they go like this.
Or,
yeah, that too.
Oh my god,
my lipstick.
Yeah, but it makes sense because we all acted like who we would like look up to in high school or middle school. Like we would kind of act like
cool.
them in some way.
Yeah, we didn't make any sense.
Oh. So, yeah.
Do you follow the stock market? Are you into stocks?
No.
You're an old guy. I feel like you would.
I don't follow it.
No?
It seems so time consuming. Like I heard about it all week. AMC, GameStop. We gotta buy it, blah, 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 amongst all our friends.
It makes you feel like you're missing out.
And then
it's
today,
the worst feeling.
I got to the gym and everybody was like, it crashed. And I was like,
well, it didn't.
Well, you have to be smart and pull out at the right moment. Like me, I wouldn't let it like sit in there.
That's what she said.
I let it get up to a point where I'm comfortable.
And then when it turns into Tesla, you like, you literally want to jump off a cliff. Because you sold all your Tesla stock. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Davis thing is so fucking crazy. I cannot
believe
that.
If he would have kept that in, he'd be fucking.
I remember at the time being like, yeah, you don't know if Tesla's going to make it. Like,
I mean,
I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. Being like,
I mean
the car's cool, but
it's still overpriced for the stock for what it is.
Yeah.
It's all hype.
Yeah. But I don't know why the stock is so high. It's not just because of the cars, right? It's because of all the technology, right?
Yeah, it's the technology, the hype. They've got more than just cars.
And he's trying to build a tunnel, right? Underneath LA.
Yeah,
oh, is
boring, he? Boring company, but that's kind of separate.
Is that separate?
But yeah, man.
That'd be sick.
Stocks are so interesting. Like, that's one thing I feel like I wish I learned at a young age.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like that's something they should teach you in school.
I don't think they should teach you that in school because it's not like it's not like paying your taxes. Taxes is like something on the side, how you like where you can make money.
This podcast,
you know?
It's like a running theme on this podcast. Is you guys griping about
what we wish we learned?
People
when we were
not teaching you the right stuff in school.
Heath, I'm the opposite. I wish I never fucking heard about stocks because like I think about it all the time. It's crazy how much I think about it when I don't know anything about stocks. I don't know what fucking hedge funds are. I don't know what fucking. I literally don't know how any of it works. But I sit there and I'm just like. I can't believe
Zane trying to make a list
I could be making
know
millions
about.
Of dollars right
I don't
now.
Know what.
But I don't know any of this. Somebody explain it to me. I'd be like, I'd grab Heath by the neck and be like, what do I put my money in? He's just like, you just gotta figure it out. And I'm like, fuck. I was like, I just want someone to tell me what to do.
Zane, you also didn't know how old you were last week. Yeah. Remember when I was sitting
he
with you?
He didn't know how old he was this morning.
I know.
Zane, how old
are sitting
you?
On David's couch.
I'm 28.
I'm 28 heavy.
28. I'm 28.
He tried to use a word the other day. We were filming with Joe. Uh-huh. We like showed up. It was Joe's birthday. So we showed up for like a scavenger hunt. And Zane was one stop where he was going to give us a clue. So Zane was really nice. He was like filming with us, whatever, on like a Sunday morning. And then he threw out this word, matician.
Matician?
Yeah. And we were like.
What was the context?
He was like, you know, I want to be matitious about this.
Meticulous?
Yeah, like, and I think he was trying to say meticulous.
Jason, I wish he never said the beginning. I wish he never said the beginning, because I feel like Mariah would have been like, what's meticulous mean?
Because I think he was trying to say meticulous.
Maybe malicious?
Or meticulous.
Malicious?
I think he was trying to... Anyways,
what people don't understand is that, like, I come up with this word, yeah. and then people like Jason believe it, and then they run with it, and I'm just like, maybe I got it.
You
got
to be confident with it.
It's true. If you know, it's the way you say it.
It's the way you say it.
Right. We might not be the brightest bulb in the shed,
but
baby, we are the.
We're funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are talented.
Yeah.
We are meticulous.
We are meticulous.
We are smart. We are kind, and we are important.
We are good.
Yep.
Do you guys do that? Do you do daily affirmations ever?
What
no.
the fuck is that?
Daily?
You know what I started doing before the podcast? I'll go into the bathroom and I'll look at the myself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And I'll tell myself, like, this is going to be a good episode. This is going to be funny. You're going to do great. We're all going to have fun. This is going to be a good time. Let's go kill this.
Just like Boogie Nights.
Is that what they do in
Boogie
Nights?
Yeah, and then he takes his cock out.
I do that too. Well, I do it right before peeing.
And he takes his cock out and he goes, yeah, that's right.
All right.
You never seen that?
No.
I do the complete opposite
when I look
in the mirror.
It's Mark Wahlberg, right?
Mark Wahlberg before he goes out to perform.
What would the opposite
right.
be? I look
in the mirror and I'm just like,
here we go. Let's get
here
this
we
over.
Go.
I have so much anxiety performing. Oh, it's the worst.
Sexually?
I mean that doesn't happen for me, but like in any kind of stand up or even just filming with you guys or like vlogging, so much anxiety that goes into it before you're like, it's this weird thing where you're like,
you feel like you got to be on. Do you feel like you're funny or not on camera?
No, I don't feel like I'm funny ever at all.
Really?
And I feel like that's the thing is like, I feel like I'm like, I lost it. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this ever again. Like I have no memory or no trust in myself that I will be funny again.
I feel like I completely lost it this year too.
I think I lost it too.
I wasn't a good comedian though. I wasn't like crushing and like headlining.
Who do you look up to as a comedian?
I look up to like people like Steve Carell. Melissa McCarthy, I think, is the funniest. Yep. I love Howard Stern and Dave Chappelle. And there's a comedian named Norm Macdonald that I am infatuated with. I used to work for him. And just his sense of humor is just so insanely good and everything he does. So I listen to him on podcasts a lot when I go to sleep. I listen to Joe Rogan a lot.
Did you listen to Bob Hope?
Bob Hope, by the time I saw him, was like a pretty old man. But he would be on TV. He would tell jokes. He's a classic comedian, and he's like very respected because he didn't write any of his jokes.
Really?
Mm. And the jokes weren't actually good, but his delivery. So if you watch Bob Hope, he's making you laugh, but none of the jokes are good. Like, they're all bombs. They're all stinkers.
But somehow he just sells it. In the most respectful way, why was he so iconic? There's an airport.
Right.
He owns his houses.
The Bob Hope house in Toluca.
Yeah, there's like four houses on his property.
Because
like
maybe he has money. There were old money.
If he said he wasn't.
There were three TV stations and like three movie studios. And he was one of the guys
that was.
Some people are like songwriters that will make bop after bop after bop, but they can't sing. But they're just like really good writers.
Bruno Mars can do both. He made a lot of the top songs.
He started out as a writer and then was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do it myself.
And he's amazing. Yeah.
You know who wrote so many songs is Sia.
Yes, you're right.
And she can sing.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I wish we were talented.
I wish we had something.
I wish somebody would give me the fucking chops that I need to fucking
give
like,
me the jokes.
Just repeat it.
It'd be nice.
I always do that. I'll look at like just big artists and I'll for a second I'm just like, damn, I wish I could sing. Cause I'd be like, I could sing to like to you guys. I could just sing to people or like dance really good or act really good.
He pointed at you.
Sam pointed at me when he said that.
But you're in a neat position where you have a great audience and a pretty really big audience, and you can just get better with your audience. It's not like it was like you can go out and train for 6 months on something and then put
it
out.
I feel like we're a jack of all trades.
Yeah, I mean, we're all just kind of...
Zane doesn't know what that means.
I literally don't know what that means. I've never heard of jack of all trades in my life.
Jack of all trades, master of none. Like, you're, like, good at a lot of... Like, just, like, good at a lot of things, but you're not, like, a fucking expert at one that you can, like, excel
at. Okay, that is
right.
me.
Right.
That is me.
Call me Jack.
I am the master of none.
Jack Kajazi.
We're all YouTubers. We're all just people that put ourselves out there, and we're personalities, and that's it.
I want to be a Shawn Mendes!
Yeah, that, Shawn Mendes. That's tough.
I want to be a Shawn Mendes.
That's tough. I mean, yeah, I would like that too.
I want to be an Olivia Rodrigo.
I feel like this break is good for everybody, though. I feel like you guys are finding, because you're forced to find other things to branch out into. Everyone has their little businesses now, and it's really like, the only it's thing cool. I found it's was like golf. Growth.
Yeah.
It's something.
I'm gonna go pro golf.
Oh.
But I do miss all of us just being together, coming up with different like situations and jokes to like go film.
I think that's why we feel like we're losing it, because we're not constantly being tested with like our like how our wittiness and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
I don't feel have that back and forth anymore. It's kind of just like
a lot of time I wake up and I like don't do anything, and like Matt will be like, go read a book, and I'm like, I don't read. Like I just like it's hard for me. It's hard for me to come up with something that makes me excited. I don't know. There's not much right now, especially during these times. So it's hard to come up with something. So I want to get back into how it used to be, just so I feel like I'm doing something again.
Maybe you would read Jason's new book that he's writing.
Ooh, nice segue. I sent it to the publisher in October, and they didn't say anything. They were like, "You win it by October 15th," and I was like, "Okay."
It's like a brand deal.
Yeah, exactly. And then I didn't
they
hear
needed from, a month in
I,
advance.
I didn't hear from them for like 3 months, and then they wrote back last week, and they were like, "We love it. It's done." And I was like, "Whoa, that's not good." You know what I mean?
So, but did you?
Wait, how do you even hold on? You have a book.
Yeah,
you wrote a book.
Yeah, somebody offered me a book deal, so I was like, "Okay, yeah."
Is it an autobiography?
It could be whatever I wanted. This book, it's kind of like, it's autobiographical.
There's some nursery rhymes.
Yeah. It's called I Fucked Up So You Don't Have To. So it's supposed to be like all my mistakes.
Great.
Yeah.
Is it like a self-help inspirational type?
Kind of. It's just funny stories, basically. Cool. And none of them, they kind of all go together. There's a lot about you guys in there.
Everything that's happened in your life since the start.
How I Met David.
I love like self-help books, like stuff like just like
I like that too.
Learning about bettering yourself.
Or like hearing other people's stories, like not even like them like specifically trying to help you, just hearing other people's like journeys kind of inspires you. Like
right,
yeah, it really does.
Are you a firm, like, I don't mean to pry in question, but like, are you a firm believer in that, like, like, I fucked up so you don't have to? Are you like...
Yeah. Yeah, I really am. Like, if I feel like when I hear people's mistakes, I'm like, oh, yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
You know? And I feel like I made a lot of mistakes that I wish I hadn't. So I'm like trying... And what's nice is the ending is, you know, still uplifting. It's still like, okay, I made it, but I took like a really long way to go.
Do you feel like those mistakes made you who you are, though?
100%.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like that. And like, yeah, I don't know. It could be good. I hope it's good.
It's really cool. Congratulations. Yeah.
Do you know when it's going to release?
No. Maybe like in, I don't know. Maybe like the summer.
That's so cool.
How many pages?
65.
Okay.
Any pictures?
It's a coloring book.
They want like 16 photos, but I don't know if I'm going to do that or not.
I could give you a photo.
That'd be great. I mean, we could take one now if you want.
What if we all did a very sexual, like, artsy nude photo of each of us, and you just have it in the middle of the book?
Oh, that'd be great. I could get
it. It has nothing
together
to do with anything that you wrote, but it's just like, here's a scrap.
That's part of the fuck up.
Here's a nice little fucking
whatever will sell. I don't know. It's weird to write a book.
You only release it on OnlyFans. It's just a fucking nudie every other page.
Would you guys buy? Would you guys buy a self-help book if I wrote one?
Absolutely.
I'd read
not
your book. I'd get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you got to be able to help yourself.
Wait, right. When did you start writing this?
Just last year. It was great. I was home and nothing to do.
How do you even begin? You just sit there like pencil, paper,
one,
or like typing?
It's so hard.
There's so many questions.
I would be how SpongeBob just sitting there, just like
the.
I can't even do a fucking like Instagram story. Like, how are you?
Oh,
able
and
to
even
just
an Instagram caption. I know. You just you know what you have to do is, yeah, you have to just accept that your writing style is maybe kind of shitty. And then you're right, maybe not the best writer.
Yeah.
And that's, you just accept that. And you're like, and as soon as I did that, I was like, okay, I went out with David to vlog, period.
And that's, you know, okay.
That's literally my book.
He picked me up at 9 p.m.
Are you going to do an audio version?
Yeah, I want to have all you guys read chapters.
That would be sick.
Ooh,
that would
be fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think that'd be fun.
That's really
like, it'd be
cool.
Funny if Jeff is in the booth and he's like, what the fuck is this shit?
Like, can I misspell like the big words?
Yeah, sure.
The big words?
You can mispronounce them.
Misspell.
Misspell. He thinks he gets to write it.
You can misspell them. You could misword them.
That's really cool, though.
I like that. That's congrats. Dope.
That's crazy. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if anyone reads it. I have no idea. But it's fun. It's fun to do. But what is challenging as a YouTuber is like you want to do more than just make YouTube
videos.
But
be taken seriously. Like...
Yeah, yeah. So it's like it is hard to like, get those opportunities. So like hopefully like, maybe this will be good. Or right. So I really like doing the roast last year.
Dude, that roast was
amazing.
That was fun.
It was
so
stuff
fun.
Like
oh my gosh,
that.
Brilliant. That was the best thing to ever happen to us.
We all had so much fun being there.
We would not stop talking so about
we
it.
We worked on it for like 3 months.
We needed a good like gut laugh. And it's fun. Like we've never like made fun of each other like that in a setting like that. So it was just like
And I'm surprised too. We're the perfect group to do it to.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's all shit people wanted to say, but never had the balls to.
It was fun. I like doing it with just us.
Yeah.
Like that was really fun because then it felt very family-ish.
Yeah.
When you watch the roast on TV, like people don't know each other. Like it's literally like Nikki Glaser going after somebody that she's never met.
Yeah.
So I made it fun to be like, oh, we know all these guys love each other, you know?
Right.
So that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. So funny.
But yeah, and then we're going to do another one in February.
Cool.
I think. Or no, not February, March.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
That's so fun.
Can we be in it?
Yeah, you can be in it.
Let's keep. I'm like Jason. Keep thinking of ideas like that, so we can keep coming together. And
well, I like the talent show idea a lot. That's great.
The talent show's really
funny. That's really good. I would go into like a month of sessions to get something done just for that one show.
What's cool about doing the roast now is when you guys do it next time, like you'll do it for the first time, you'll be like, oh shit, like I need to work on this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas before we were like, we were writing everyone's jokes and being like, here, Susie, say this and whatever. Yeah. But now people will understand what it is.
And I would take it seriously too. Like I'm waiting for something where like I need to spend a lot of time on. And so when that shit happens, I feel like from morning to night, I'm going to get up in front of the mirror and be like, okay, let's do this. Big night ahead of us in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Every day.
It was fun. And Todd crushed it. I remember seeing Todd really up there being like, holy shit.
Everybody did really well.
It just seemed like everybody was having a good time.
Yeah. So yeah, that was pretty cool. And Vardon, he was great. Did you see Vardon's new YouTube video?
No.
Doesn't he have like a new series out?
Fucking so good.
What's it called again?
Okay, Vardon has this new series, Turning Myself into a Navy SEAL.
Hold on. Wait, that's like the best fucking idea.
It's basically like Vardon Antonian. He wants to become a Navy SEAL. He's going to do the Navy SEAL workout. And the best part of it is that a 15-year-old kid in Florida edits the video.
What?
And it's really well edited, but it's from the perspective of like a 15-year-old.
so a lot of the moments are played.
Like, for instance, like they do this thing where it's like they play for drama. He plays for drama and it's really well edited, but it's just like, so, okay. Like there's one part that's so funny. I wish we could show it, but he'll be like, so I had to go out and had to run my second 10 mile of the day. And I thought about the voices in my head of all the people who support me. And then, so it's Vardon running. And then there's just like this stagnant little like thumbnail circle of Susie. God. And you just hear Susie's voice. You can do it, Vardon.
Oh my God.
And then it's like a little picture of,
I got him.
And I'm not making fun of it. I called him. I said, Vardon, this is the best fucking video. David called him. Jeff called him. We were like, Vardon, you got to do this series. The series is so good. Then there's like a little circle of the dad. And the dad is like, you can do it. I know you can.
Oh,
you know,
my
he's like,
God.
Come on,
Vardon. That's great.
Really, like, it's really sweet and heartfelt. But again, it's two 15-year-olds like cooking up a series. It's
that's
so good.
Sick.
And then they'll go, so I had to go out and do 40 push-ups. And then it's just like this really long shot. And he'll just go. One.
I mean, honestly, hearing that inspires me to like want to start posting again because like
you should, Zane. Like you're so
you
funny.
Hire that
like
15-year-old.
And you know I will.
You have to start posting.
It's dude. I'm like right. Like this year has been like the worst year for me mentally. Like I just fucking. I feel like.
What do you need to get? I understand, and I'm sensitive to that.
My brain, right now, is telling me that I suck. It's like Zane, you are not funny. You suck. Why'd you even start? Like these are the things
I'm
that
sensitive
are in my
to
head
that.
Right now. So it's like it's hard for me to even pick up a camera.
What do
and
we
just
need to
record.
Do to get you in the right mental space? What would it take?
Well, Mike Sheffer talked to me yesterday about it.
What did he say?
He was saying that, Zane, you're saying that there's no ideas anymore for videos, but there's literally hundreds and thousands of new ideas. You just don't want to look for those new ideas. You don't want to do them.
Right.
Like you know sitting on that couch is easier for you than picking up that camera and just trying to film something. Like, you see Todd, you see everyone trying to film something, but like you're like letting yourself just be this person where you got to sit on this couch.
Right.
And that's going to be who you are.
I've only posted 3 videos this month.
Hold on, 3 videos? That's really good.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Sounds good to me.
That's good.
You're on a hot streak.
Jason, that's fucking incredible.
I'll say, like, I'm in the same boat as Zane. Like, I'm a perfectionist like he is.
Right.
And I just, like, I have that same, you know, mental feeling. And I got to the point where I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do things I enjoy. I'm going to post stuff. Like, I'm just going to go do it. And like I did, and it fucking tanked.
And I was just like, we missed the old
That's
video.
Not true.
Nobody wants to see what I want to do.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Is like
I just like I watch my videos. Like
you're not proud of it.
I'm just not proud of it.
Right.
So like putting something like that out, I feel like in my head, everyone is watching this and just like Zane, boo! Like this is fucking awful. Like this is just what goes on in my head. So I'm just like, oh my god, if I don't come up with something really good, then I can't post.
But you know that's impossible, right? I mean, like it's virtually impossible to come up with
something better and better every time.
I know.
Something better and better every week.
It doesn't help me.
You don't have a staff. You don't have writers. I mean, like you're a YouTuber. YouTuber, and the advantages of being a YouTuber is like, we can do whatever we want and put content on every day and people can watch it or not. But like, that's the advantage of it is like, you're just being yourself and like, hey guys, this is me. This is my life. And it doesn't have to be fucking, you know, Gangs of New York.
And it's also an interesting thing. Like when you start to better your stuff, like people will watch you from the beginning. Like you're not in the best living situation. You're kind of like a fuck up. You're doing these things and everybody's rooting for you. Make that money, do that thing, like blow up. I hope you deserve so much more. Like, why aren't you bigger? Blah, blah, blah. And then you start doing more. You start getting better. You start, you know,
upping your production.
Right. You up your production. You get a better camera. You start like, okay, wow, I'm really doing this thing. Like, I'm making more money. Like, I want to better myself as I keep leveling up.
Yeah.
And then you start like doing what everybody hoped you would do. Like, you're leveling up, like, oh my god. And then once you start getting better, they're like, nah, this isn't the same feel. We liked you better when you were fucking poor. We liked you better when you sucked. You get to that point and you're like, I'm doing like more and more and more. And then
it's discouraging.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
yeah.
As a human being, like, people are like, don't let the comments get to you. They do. Like, that's just the bottom line.
They do.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? And it discourages you and you're like, okay, well, then what's the point? Like, you know, you're doing something that you love to do because you actually like doing videos. You're like, cool, I want to do fishing or whatever. Like, and you're so proud of the video. You're so happy with the video. You're so happy with your editor. And it doesn't perform and people are saying negative things about it. And like, you're just like, well,
your videos
doing
used to be
I
so
like
much better.
Do.
I was like, I used to fucking sit on a balcony and chain smoke cigarettes with Zane and just do nothing.
It's discouraging.
It's funny. It's interesting, but maybe that's what people want.
But like, I think people liked us back then because we actually didn't care.
You're free spirited. We'd just film it. You were having fun.
We'd pull out our phones and we would just talk like the phone wasn't even there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Now you overthink everything.
We didn't even like care about anything else that other than what me and you were talking about. But now that's all we think about is the camera and thinking about post-production. How's this video going to look after it's edited? That's all
I
think about.
You overthink everything. And then even if you have an idea, you're like, well, is someone going to get upset about this? Well, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? I don't know if I could do that. Like you said, back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I want to post like fishing videos and I'm like worried about the fish community. Like, the hooks hurt their lips. And you're like, well, you know what? Fucking Pete, you eat fish every fucking day.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? Like people are going to get pissed about whatever. So
I know, but I think as influencers and as creators, we have to be strong to just like get past that. It's so hypocritical because I complain too, but like we just have to like literally just look past that shit and not care. Dude, we gotta have a Logan Paul mentality.
Yeah.
Good for you.
He's been so nice to me. I called him to do like 2 character bits and he did them both and I was like, couldn't believe it.
That's nice.
It was so nice. I called him. I was like, I'm gonna come by as a character today. And he was like, yeah, come on over. I was like, wow.
We dropped him off some coffee and
you did.
Super excited. Like, wow, I'm proud of you guys. Like, that's amazing. You guys are like stepping out and doing like big stuff. Like, that's really cool. And I was like, damn, thanks.
Yeah, he's great. He definitely like He's so supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is really nice to see somebody that big. And
maybe we got to get into boxing.
If that's what excites you, then you should go do it for sure.
I just think it's fun for all of us.
It's like for me, I used to get really excited about like making movies, and then I did it and they failed and it was so much work and such a bomb. I was like, oh, cool, I'm done.
What was the coolest movie you were in?
The coolest movie I was in?
Or the most exciting to you?
Hold on.
I mean, the ones I made were the most fun. Whether they're good or not is like a different question.
There's that movie that we saw you in one. Remember there was like some clip that you're in, like, it was a Will Smith movie. It was like some movie about like the president and like the security or some shit.
Oh, I was in House.
That was House?
I think it was a clip from House. Yeah.
Where you opened the van?
Yep.
That was House. Oh, I thought it was like some like
Gerard Butler movie.
It was fine.
I used to religiously watch House.
You did. I had a friend who was a writer there and he gave me like a job. He gave me three lines or whatever. Maybe it was one line. Who knows?
Wow.
It's like $600. It was fun. That was back when I like had no job or anything. So I was like, yeah, I'll do whatever.
That's pretty cool.
That is so cool.
Anything else you want to talk about while you're on?
Release.
Anything you want to say on David's podcast, the Views podcast with you guys
that you couldn't say.
I can't say here.
Or that he cuts.
Or you that you can say here, but you couldn't say on.
Right. Say, what's up, Scott Sire?
Yeah, there you go.
Can't say that on Views.
That's funny.
It'll probably be cut.
Shit, Scotty.
That's funny.
They're trying to silence us, man.
Justice for Scott.
Yeah, we had to cut it down to an hour when he was on. We just had to cut everything out.
Scott's the best.
We filmed for 10 hours.
I'd say that's pretty good.
It felt really bad, but it had to be done.
What's next for you? Other than the book and...
Gonna do the book, doing like building a set for my vlogs, like a set like this.
Yeah?
Same set guy. Yeah.
Sit down stuff.
Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah,
doing that.
Our set guy?
Yep.
Nice.
Same guy. That's it. I don't know. Stand up. I'll be doing stand up in March in Utah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah? Can we come?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how that is. I did a stand up show in July. And there were kids, they were all masked at a college, and it was really, really tough. It was tough to do stand up. Like when I got there, I was like, I understood why no one's doing stand up.
Did you bomb?
Because
yeah.
What's it like? Like if you like say something like you know is funny but nobody laughs?
It's just like there's no energy in the room.
Okay.
Weird.
So this situation was interesting because the kids, there was their first week of school and they were all freshmen. And they were just all really scared and just like, it was just like not a good vibe. They weren't scared, but they were just like, what's going on? You know, when you get to school and you like don't know anybody,
right?
It was literally like their first day and I was the guest and it ended up fine. But I certainly like the first like 10 minutes were like rocky as hell. And so, yeah, I don't know. I'll be curious to do stand up.
Would you say that's the worst feeling in the world?
Bombing?
Yeah.
No.
Because to me, in my head, that would be the worst feeling. Like getting up, like you're the funny man. People are sitting there just like, make me laugh.
No.
And like if I said, oh my God, I would absolutely hate that.
No, it's not bad. Like you get used to it. Like you're, like you really do. Like you just learn that's part of it. Because you for so many years, you just bomb. You'll go to like open mics and stuff or just play rooms, like small rooms and not a lot of people. And you're just used to people not laughing. And you just have to like keep going and try to find the funny parts and the jokes.
Right.
And if the jokes aren't getting laughs, they get cut.
All right, Jay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate that. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
It was an honor.
Congrats,
we'll definitely have you back.
All right, great.
Make sure to be on the lookout for his book that's coming out relatively soon.
Yeah, sometime this year.
Cool. I Fucked Up So You Don't Have To by Jason Nash.
Yeah.
Love that.
Very good. I love that title.
Thanks, guys.
I resonate a lot with that title. So.
Anything you want to say? Closing out, you want to promote?
Anything else? Yeah. No.
You want to promote anything?
No. Just check out my videos.
At Jason Nash.
YouTube, the podcast, Views.
Yeah, go check out Views, the podcast. Go check out my YouTube videos. That's basically it.
FML movie on Amazon if you want to watch.
FML starring Big Nick, Eliza Koshy, David Dobrik.
And Zayn and Heath, we were in the end of that movie.
Zayn and Heath are in the end of the movie. Mississippi Rednecks,
is that what it was?
Alex Ernst, yes.
Oh my God, and the Denny House is in it too. Yeah. Beautiful. I can't believe you captured that moment in a movie.
Yeah, Big Nick was a good
actor,
man.
You could rent it for $50.
He is a good actor.
He is.
He was great in that scene. Yeah. Huh?
I said, you could rent it for $50.
$50.
Jason's trying to make his money back.
VOD available, $109.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. You can always get Cremota Coffee at Cremota. Tahitianvanilla.com. We've got house, Tahitian vanilla, cinnamon French toast. We've got the bag house blend. And we got some new stuff coming out, so get ready for that. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you.
Audio every single Monday, Spotify, Apple, blah, blah, blah. And you can watch the YouTube video every single Tuesday.
On youtube.com/ZaynaHeath. Yeah, and that's it.
We love y'all. Peace and blessings.
Bye.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com. Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta have it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.